Do be seated. In Christ alone, here in the power of Christ, we stand. I want to say thank you. Thank you to you all for giving up time, for travelling, for paying out, for getting here to take an interest, to get involved, to learn, to listen to God, to fellowship with one another, and to come with a heart to make a difference in our churches and our organisations, in our thinking and in our lives. Well, they say thank you to a lot of people who have made today possible. First of all, our sponsors, Premier, Care for the Family, and most of all, the Diocese of Lichfield, in whose territory we are, but without whom this would not have happened. The Bishop committing half of the Lent appeal to support the work of Churches for All this way. We're deeply grateful for those who sponsor this event. Great team of people from ticketing to technical. Lots of things I can't even begin to expand on. Through to volunteer stewards who've looked after us today, and the staff of this quite remarkable place that we're meeting in, that I do believe is something in itself to the glory of God. So we're thankful for this place, which has set a context in which we could do something which not only talks about how our churches work with, engage with, function with, include and welcome people with disabilities, dementia, long-term chronic illness, deafness, and their families and carers. But we've sought today to model that, to live that, and to include each other, and to give and to receive in this place. Can you now express your appreciation to all those that have made this day?
Disability, long-term
chronic illness that they might have, that we might go out under the orders of Jonathan, has reminded us of the master, the owner, and we his servants, to go out into our community and bring them in, so that my house may be full. We come to the end of this time together. Can we, if you're comfortable to do so, stand together as a sign of fellowship? We're going to use the words of the grace to bless one another. Now, you are a bit scattered, so this is going to involve a little bit of activity and stretching. But working as I do with all the people who don't see, anything beyond the reach of your arms doesn't exist. So I want to express our fellowship in a tactile way, and I want us to reach out and hold a part of, an appropriate part of, the person near by you. And we might, with our eyes open, our ears open, or whatever part of our anatomy we might use to fellowship with one another, let's say to one another and bless one another with the words of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God.